minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Hooligans. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. I'm Brady Hull. That's Colfax Emilian on the other side of the bulletproof glass, ready to rock and roll today. Man, I got... Colfax, I know you hate when I do this, but I always give Colfax... We prep in the show, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours before the show. And then, you know, we get our other producers in. We sit at the round table. We thoroughly discuss how this show's going to sound, everything that goes into it. I mean, it's... there's eight people hired just to get the whole show going every day.
Absolutely. It is not simple. It's not as simple as you guys think it might be.
No, it's not you and I sitting in your office for 5 minutes going over the stories that I care about and me just coming in here and starting doing it. There's nothing like that. You guys have to, it's right. Susan and Cheryl, we give them crap during the show, but they're so professional. They're just like wonderful businesswomen. Easy. All right. I can still smell the... What did you have? Whiskey? Okay. No, it's very professional. So, I mean, we go to the Colfax and we say, hey, here's the big story of the day. You know, this is it. FMS Bank pays millions for this. No, they don't pay millions. It's a big story. But Colfax, I got three today. I told you one. I have three. Let's get to them. Big story of the day. We need to create our own little thing. This one's not very serious, but it's just interesting. San Francisco 49ers cut former 10th overall pick Josh Rosen after quarterback struggle in training camp. Well, we all remember Josh Rosen was drafted at 10, and he wasn't pleased about it.
There were 9 mistakes made ahead of me, and I will make sure over the next decade or so that they will know that they made a mistake.
It sucks, man. I mean, what else can you say? That sucks. Like, that soundbite is worse than Brady Quinn's, now I'm done. You know, the terrible commercial. Not done yet. Then he drinks that weird drink that I think got recalled. Done. Now I'm done. That was pretty rough. 9 mistakes. They're going to regret it. That's like the one quarterback that Elway passed on that he is like, nailed it. Told you guys, suckas. Even though he missed on, like, you know, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson and maybe Justin Fields and a bunch of other guys too. But yeah, he nailed it on the Josh Rosen thing. All right, I got a little bit more. Colfax, NCAA investigating possible violations by Nebraska Cornhuskers football coach Scott Frost. And no, it's not the uniforms that apparently was a spoof. And it got out on Twitter, and I shared it, and people yelled at me and said, you do realize this is a joke. Sorry, I didn't pick up my copy of the Nebraska Times, because I live in Colorado, and we hate Nebraska. So no, I didn't read that. I don't subscribe to that article. There was a college football outlet that has 45,000 followers that shared it. So that's, you know, maybe you shouldn't let silly jokes like that leak. I don't care. But I do care about this. Nebraska announced that the NCAA is looking into its football program after reports said Cornhusker staff improperly used analysis and consultants with the knowledge of Coach Scott Frost and even moved workouts off campus last year when such activities were banned during the pandemic. They said, Nebraska Athletic Director Trev Alberts told reporters, we just want to acknowledge that there is an NCAA investigation, that it is currently engaged with our athletic department and our football program specifically. Now, we all can talk about how the rules and regulations last year were kind of weird, right? Frustrating at best. But the schools that do follow the rules, I mean, yeah, they're going to be pissed. Tad Boyle, we talked about Tad Boyle all the time on the show. And that guy, I honestly believe he has no skeletons in his closet. That's hard to say about coaches, right? They've got something. Tad Boyle does things the right way. And he said what's frustrating is even if they're little things, when teams are cheating or practicing when they shouldn't or recruiting when they shouldn't, and we follow the rules, we fall behind because we're good guys. We have good moral fiber. I got to get to more of this. I don't know if it's true, but there it is. How about the Scott Frost thing, man? He was supposed to be the savior of Nebraska, and he obviously has not been good. And then this story pops up. Mark Johnson, hey, he might talk to us about that. We'll get him on the program. We got to talk to CU, but you know, if you're a Buffs fan, you kind of like seeing any kind of negative stuff coming out. Not just losing, but negative stuff. Here's the third story of the day. We should have done the good, the bad, the ugly, Colfax. My goodness. FBI investigating allegations against Houston Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, possible extortion, according to ESPN.com. The allegations of sexual assault and inappropriate behavior against Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson are being investigated by the FBI. Watson's lawyer, Rusty Hardin, said Wednesday. Again, that's a lawyer's name, isn't it? Man, that's a great name. Hardin also said that Watson spoke to the FBI about allegations of extortion regarding one of the 23 lawsuits filed against the quarterback, of which 22 are still active. I mean, yeah, those stories do pop up. When we first heard about it, we wondered. We're like, okay, is this true? Could it be true? Yeah. Could it be an extortion type situation? Absolutely. Then you started to see 7, 8, 9, 23. Is it possible that some of these are trying to extort him and get involved because they saw that a couple of these women came forward and they thought, you know what, we massaged Deshaun Watson. We're going to get involved in that too. That's a possibility as well. The number is just so staggering to me that it seems like I feel like that's a tough one to keep buttoned up. You know what I mean? Like 23 lawsuits, 23 women and their circles of people they trust. How are you going to keep them from spilling the beans and saying, actually, no, none of that stuff happened? That's why that number is at least scary to me. I don't know what's going to happen. This had been kind of a dead story for a while. But we'll see. Here's another quote from Rusty Hardin, Sean's lawyer. In April, the FBI came to us and told us they were investigating a matter as to whether one of Mr. Busby's clients, man, these lawyers have some amazing names. Mr. Busby's clients had committed extortion in the way they were demanding money from Deshaun or what they would do if they didn't pay it. Which, that was the first case, wasn't it, Colfax? If my memory serves correctly, wasn't the first message to Deshaun from Busby basically saying, hey, let's deal with this. If not, here's what's going to happen. Deshaun pushed and he fought for his innocence and said, I'm not doing that. And they basically said it was too late. And here we are. So, yeah. But there can also be settlements without being called extortion. Like it could have very well happened, but the girls didn't want to come forward because we get that, right? That's kind of embarrassing and all that stuff. A lot of women and men, whatever, don't want to come forward with that stuff. So sometimes they want to just handle it out of court and deal with it that way. But if you really wanted to, you know, bring justice to the situation so that it doesn't happen ever again, then yes. You do hope that some people step forward and can get this thing figured out. On Friday, Busby, who represents the women suing Watson, told the League of Justice website that the FBI... Is that what it's called? The League of... Am I reading a real story? According to ESPN.com, Busby told the League of Justice website that the FBI met with him to discuss Watson and spoke with several plaintiffs. Hardin said, I don't think they're investigating Deshaun. What they're investigating is the allegations Busby has made in his lawsuits. I didn't know about that until yesterday, and then I checked it out, and it's true. They are. Interesting story, man. Yeah, are you looking it up? The League of... I thought that was like a DC thing.
Yeah.
Is that a real deal? That must be.
I'm just wondering if it's something to do with the Snyder Cut.
Yeah, good. The League of... I didn't know that it was the... I thought that was the Justice League.
Justice League.
Oh, yeah, it's the Justice League.
Right.
And then there's League of Justice.
But when you type League of Justice, all you get is Justice League.
I'm not making light of this story at all, I promise. But come on, Colfax. Rusty Hardin, Busby, League of Justice. Don't you read the story and you're like, wow, is this a real story? Is this like their lawyers are interesting names and a League of Justice? I didn't even know that was true. Come on. I'm like I said, I'm not making light of the allegations. I'm only human. You have to read those names and go, what? That's interesting. So there you go. Those are kind of my big stories of the day. Let me ask you this, Colfax, before I get to my power to play sports poll question. Why does the NBA hate Nikola Jokic? okay, you know NBA games, right? NBA 2K, they rate the players. 99's the best in all games, Madden and all that stuff. What would you give Nikola Jokic, the MVP?
Probably 98.
That's what I would say, 98. Yeah. NBA 2K gave him a 95. Right?
Come on.
Yeah, and that's a big deal. And Christmas is a big deal in the NBA. They have like five or six games. They're on all day. It's a big deal to watch basketball on Christmas Day. But yet the Nuggets, who have the MVP, are not playing on Christmas Day. You got several other playoff teams that are going to be playing on Christmas Day, but not Nikola Jokic's Denver Nuggets. I see list after list on Twitter that's like, top five players in the NBA, here we go. And then and it's just list, and it's never the Joker. It's like they just forgot. It's like the season didn't exist. What is it? Although they gave Steph Curry, what do you think Steph Curry's rated in NBA 2K?
Well, if I was to just say, I'd say probably 98.
They gave him a 90. They gave him a 96.
Okay.
So at least I guess they're being consistent.
What'd they give Chris Paul? Like a 103?
Probably. I'm looking. I looked for the top 10. Kawhi Leonard's a 95. Joker. Okay. So at least they're being consistent and nobody's getting a 99. LeBron is a 96. Kevin Durant's a 96. Curry's a 96. Giannis is a 96. Okay. I feel a little bit better. I shouldn't have reacted so poorly.
Well.
But after the Christmas news, you know, you can't blame
a guy. They just keep piling it on.
They do. They just keep piling it on. They don't. The disrespect for Joker is every single day in the NBA. He's just going to have to go do it again, I guess. Go win another one. With no excuses. 17 minutes after the hour, Power to Play Sports poll question. Do you believe, Colfax? Do you believe? Are the Broncos a playoff team? Right now. No wins-loss predictions. Will they be playing in the postseason this year?
Absolutely.
I kind of think so, man. I kind of think so. I feel good about it.
This might be my first Broncos prediction in a couple years. That's correct.
It might be collectively one of our only predictions that's correct.
Good point.
I feel like the talent's there. I feel like they've done a lot. I mean, again, there's a lot of work here. They're going to go 3-0 right off the bat. What do they got? They got the Giants, the Jets. They got the Giants, Jags, and Jets. They're going to be 3-0. Start the season. Like, I guarantee that. That's happening. And are those on the road, too? They're at New York, at Jacksonville. It doesn't matter. Then home against the Jets. If Trevor Lawrence is a stud, which we all think he will be, don't you think he's going to have some issues? If he's going to have any issues in his rookie year, it's going to be the first few games.
Especially against the Broncos defense.
Yeah. Patrick Surtain's probably going to have 8 pick sixes in that game.
At least
8.
Don't need a quarterback when that's...
Don't even... If you can score touchdowns with your defense, you don't need a quarterback. Daniel Jones for the Giants? Is this third year? Pressure's on him, man. Is he a franchise quarterback? I mean, I like the Nuggets. Or the Nuggets. You can tell where my mind is.
No, okay.
Well, the preseason schedule just came out today, so I'm a little giddy. October 4th is the first preseason game. We're getting close, man. I'm ready. I'm ready already. I'm ready for football, though, too. I'm ready to just not have a life and just watch football and basketball and hockey, too. You know I'm not a big Avs guy, but I'm trying, Colfax, this year. I made it a goal. I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to watch 20 Colorado Avalanche games.
Whoa.
Yeah, 20. Non-playoff related.
You haven't picked out?
No.
Oh.
Hulligans, any suggestions? Pull up the schedule and see what I should watch. Clark? Paging Clark? I am going to sign a contract in blood. Yes. Probably shouldn't.
Stop.
Yeah, I won't do it now.
Okay.
I was thinking.
I don't want to see
it. It's a
that.
Red pen.
Okay.
So it's not real blood. I'm going to do it. I'm going to learn about hockey. Together, I think we could do this.
That's cool.
I think I'm trying because a lot of hooligans send me some pretty nasty emails. Hate mail. Just like, you say you're an all-around sports guy. What about the Avs? And I'm like, is that a... Okay, sorry. Yes. I'm going to get there. I promise. McLean has a suggestion for you, Colfax. Instead of the sack-o-meter, how about a pick-o-meter for Sertan. All aboard the hype train. What do you think?
Can do that.
Patrick Sertan pick-o-meter?
All right.
How many picks is he going to get? The thing of it is he's going to be a lockdown corner. But I liked what Zach Stevens said on Monday. He's going to be like Champ. He's going to lock you down, and then he's going to take these chances and pick because he's that good. Rookie season. He's not, let's face it, he's not going to be 1 and 2 right off the bat. He's probably going to be a nickel dime guy. But the Broncos defense might have nickel dime in most of their setups with maybe a middle linebacker. Is it crazy to, what do you think, 5?
Is that crazy? That's probably doable.
I think 5 makes sense, especially because they have so many guys that can cover. You're not going to not go Sertan's way because you have a lot of stud cornerbacks. 5 is doable.
Is 10 just absurd?
10's like what Champ used to do.
Okay.
I mean,
I'm going to go 8. I'm going to go 8. That's my prediction.
Let me look up interception. You're going 8? Let me look up interception leaders in 2020. Xavien Howard had 10. J.C. Jackson had 9. Matthew had 6. Harrison Smith had 5. So I think 10 and 9, yeah, you're in the upper echelon.
Definitely.
You're good. That was a quick look up there. Ever since you added the music, I'm getting faster.
You've been way faster.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, man. It's like inspiration. So you're going 8. Woo! Write that down.
Got to get to the playoffs somehow.
It's going to be Sertan leading it. He's got to start beating Justin Fields somehow in that who's going to be the best of all time between those two. I mean, he looks the part, man. He does. I think it's going to be an exciting year. So, okay, we doing that? Are we doing the pick-o-meter? Dixon's laughing because he wants you to put the sack-o-meter back up.
I don't think we need to do that again.
Part of me doesn't want you to do that because every time we do something like this, like it's not even good enough to register.
Like, bad luck.
You do like sack-o-meter, hey, we're thinking they're going to get 30. They get like 7. Or the Nuggets got to win however many games they need
16.
To win. 16. And they won like 7.
Yep.
I think, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Yeah, so they needed to win 16. They won 7. I think we did one more. The yardometer. We did the yardometer last year with Melvin Gordon and Philip Lindsay. Remember that?
Yeah, that was... It didn't even register.
That didn't register again. We're like, we're going to keep track and see who wins this battle. And they both just kind of fizzled out. So is this a good idea?
And then we took it off, I think. And then that's when Gordon kind of...
That's when Gordon took off.
Yeah.
What if we do a pick-o-meter for all of them? For the ball hawks on this team?
Let's do a Drew Lock pick-o-meter.
That would be good.
And then throw any, right?
That's a good idea. See? That's a great idea, actually.
Yeah.
Pick or touchdown to pick o-meter. Yeah. We got to get an o-meter of some sort on the website before the sports begins. 24 minutes after the hour. We're live from the Auto Collision Special Studios. I got a lot to get to. No Christmas for the Nuggets. No problem, says a certain someone that really made me stop and think. And put things in perspective. I'll talk about it next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
Welcome back to The Hall Show, powered by PDC Energy. Texter says, we're going to need a whole show meter to keep track of how many o-meters we have on the website. That's good. Hey, is this right, McLean? Did you have a little one? Did I forget that somehow?
I think he does.
I think he has a little one.
He's a dad.
Yeah, congratulations, my friend. McLean, nice job, man. If that's true. Unless we're just making up news again. Could happen, but do you want to let this know to our fantasy football players? We got the fourth annual Whole Show Fantasy Football Challenge starting up. We will be doing it live at the Tilted Barrel in Loveland on Tuesday, the 24th, next Tuesday, at, 5:30. So we're ready to rock and roll.
So we just show up, do our draft.
Yeah.
Okay. Good job, McLean.
God, we're observant people. Yeah, he's like, I have two girls, 4 and 2. But you said you saw him somewhere.
I saw him out, it was actually last summer.
Or was it 2 summers ago? Was it before COVID?
No, it was during, because...
So then the girl, she would have been 1.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Still a baby.
Still a baby.
So, yeah, congratulations.
Congrats,
still.
Man. Doing the good work.
Two girls, man.
We're bringing this up because we haven't seen you in a while, McLean. So.
Yeah, McLean usually is our Nuggets guy. I know that. I don't know if he's as big into the football side. We get a lot of texters that are like, I don't like that you talk this, so I don't listen during this time. Or I don't like that, yeah. But for the most part, we have millions of listeners.
Are you a sports fan or not?
Yeah. Well, people give me a hard time on the hockey thing, Colfax. But we're mending that. We're going to mend that fence.
Working on it. And yes. Then NASCAR after that.
Whew. Boy.
Sorry.
That's tough. Have you ever watched NASCAR?
I've watched a NASCAR.
I've seen a NASCAR. I've seen one. There are a couple of sports that I really have a hard time watching. NASCAR and golf.
What about poker?
I'd rather watch poker than those two.
Really?
Noob says NASCAR rocks.
Yeah.
So is Noob going to make me, do I have to sit and watch a full NASCAR Sunday?
It's not bad.
It's not bad?
And there's nothing else going on. It's kind of fun.
Maybe I'll give it a shot.
You know, it's like a football game, drinking beer.
Didn't we do that 2 years ago in the summer? We didn't have any Thursday night specials, yeah. So we were picking obscure sports that I don't cover
the
on the show.
Gander Mountain Truck Series. Ben Rhodes.
Yeah, you remember
I can remember.
And I picked Ben Rhodes.
Yeah. He didn't do very well.
He didn't do very well. He finished in the middle.
Yeah.
He says, watch Daytona. Okay, Hooligans, think of sports that I don't talk about on the regular on this show. Shoot me a text. I want 10 options that I will have to commit to one of them. And like
just
seriously
to watch
commit.
One event.
But like I commit and I'm doing all this, you know, I'm just like giving you information on it and stuff. Like, oh, Ben Rhodes really nailed that left turn. You know, but it was Scottie Pippen that was beat him out. I don't know, man. But the point is I'll dedicate myself to following that sport.
For how long?
For the duration of a season.
Oh, wow.
But, like...
That's a tall order, sir.
Noob says cricket.
Does that have to be something we get here
in
the States?
I don't even know how to get cricket. Like, I know our boy, Tanner Schwent, Noco Now, he gambles on, like, not a lot. He doesn't have it. Like, he'll throw
it's
a dollar.
Not a problem, yeah.
But it's like ping pong.
What?
Yeah. Table tennis.
Man, these kids these days.
How do you even, like, oh, Billy's looking really good with the paddle. I mean,
how do you even know?
How do you even know?
To follow that.
I don't know, man. That's weird. But, okay, give me an obscure sport. Ooh. Cricket. Yikes.
Soccer.
I could go because you got the Rapids. But, yes, that's something I don't really pay attention to. So,
XFL.
McLean says, don't worry. I never miss a show. Don't worry. All right. You got us on Spotify. You can get us on any network. Dog racing.
Huh.
Is that frowned upon? Is that good? Is that above board or is that... I don't know.
I think it's kind of a gray area.
Like greyhounds, huh?
Yeah. Exactly.
This Top Text Tuesday? Because we've gone off the rails.
Worst Text Wednesday.
We got... Follow it up with Worst Text. Actually, these are good. I got soccer, dog racing, NASCAR, and cricket so far. Off to a decent start. And hockey. Sports I don't... I'll at least mention stuff with hockey, though. But I've already committed to that. I'm already going to do... Is 20 games too many?
No, that's good.
Or should I do 10?
No, do 20.
Do 20. Okay. All right. I'll give it a shot.
Then you have a really good sense of what's going
can
on.
Can I be... Do I have to be sober?
No.
I can have a few?
No.
Well, that makes it easy.
I mean, yes, you can have a few.
Okay, that
absolutely
that makes anything easy, man.
Yeah.
You know, 34 minutes after the hour, Mark Johnson coming up next, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. First, let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hear Mornings with Gale, weekdays 6 to 9 on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody, this is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the Hull Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Well, this is interesting. Obviously, we didn't have a show last week. We were all over the place with media days and such. But Mark and I were talking. We're like, hey, let's talk about these weird Nebraska uniforms. So I'm thinking we're going to have a Nebraska segment. Last week, we obviously didn't have the show. And then it found out that the uniforms, that was just kind of a weird joke, I guess. But here we are. Anyway, a week later, and we do still have a Nebraska story to talk about, Mark. I mean, I want to get into CU Buffs, but I know Buffs fans, I don't know if this is right to say, but Buffs fans don't mind seeing negative Nebraska stories.
Not about that. You know, and listen, man, you're putting quite a challenge to me here. You know, you lead in with a former Ram and Cal Bell. You lead off with Nebraska talking to me. I mean, holy cow.
Hey, no, those are all generated random, by the way, Mark.
Yes, I know.
You know this.
It was funny, though, because I woke up and a buddy of mine sent me that link about Scott Frost and the Nebraska program being investigated. And so I went and, you know, just to stir the pot this morning, I just put it out on social media and said, I'm not going to leave this here without comment, because I know you all are going to have your own comments. And it's been highly entertaining to watch the Buffs fans reacting.
Well, you know, I thought the uniforms, whatever that was last week, how does that get out there, by the way? Was that, before we get into the Scott Frost stuff, was that a Nebraska joke, or did somebody make a joke and they put it out there?
I think somebody made a joke and put it out there. From what I understand, by the way, I had a guy contact me and he said, you know, that was actually rolling around a couple of years ago. Either way, you know what it really, I think, emphasizes is we've gotten so ridiculous with uniforms in college football. When I saw it, I thought, you know what, it might actually
be true.
Me too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
You're right. On the uniforms, there's no point in having a regular uniform anymore, because it seems like every team has, you know, for every game, they have a brand new uniform.
And I blame Oregon for all of it, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, and Nike, they're the ones that, but, you know, and I know, listen, you know, I'm not a 17, 18-year-old college recruit, and I know the kids just love it, and they think it's fantastic. You know, I'm a traditionalist. I like, you know, if the Buffs are playing, I want to see gold helmets, black jersey, and gold pants. I mean, that's what I want to see. I just love it. I think it's one of the cleanest looks in all of sports. But boy, the guys like, and I, you know, I talk to the players every week, because we find out pretty early in the week what uniforms are going to be wearing that week. And boy, guys get excited about it when it's something a little bit different. But yeah, that was, you know, when you've got that, what would you call that? It was kind of it looked like their mascot, and it was kind of a bib overall kind of look kind of thing. But you remember, you know, as ridiculous as it sounds, Brady, remember a few years ago when Colorado played Oregon and they had the Donald Duck uniform?
Yeah.
I mean, the face mask was orange like the bill, and it had like the Donald Duck on it. And I thought, well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. But, boy, the players sure seemed to like it. And that's why I thought, well, maybe this Nebraska thing's real.
Well, and even in the NFL, look at the other Rams, the L.A. Rams logo. Their first idea of that logo was really good. And it's still strange looking to me. But it looked more like a goat. I mean, it was – and I know Rams close, but it was just – it was interesting. We've seen the Broncos try to do some – remember the dancing Bronco that was kind of released there a while ago? It looked like he was doing a little turn. So I do believe when I see stories about weird uniforms, I absolutely believe that they're true.
But the problem with that Nebraska thing, it turned out not to be true.
Right.
To be honest about that. It did look like something you'd put on your toddler to take photos, right, when they were 2 years old. I mean, that's what it looked like.
It did.
Yeah.
It was too good to pass up, and I love it because Nebraska fans got so, you realize this isn't real, right? It's like, I don't really care. I'm posting it, whatever. But, Mark, talk to us a little bit about what's going on the serious side here. NCAA, anytime you read a headline that says NCAA investigating violations, there's some interesting stuff going on in Nebraska.
Well, apparently Scott Frost, allegedly, we'll use that word, allegedly, was holding some off-campus, illegal, out-of-season workouts during the whole pandemic. And apparently did so, according to the report, He did so that people on campus would not find out, which makes you wonder, how exactly do you sneak like 100 football players into some facility
right. Anywhere
in the state of Nebraska without somebody noticing it and word coming out? So that was number one. And then the second part, I haven't got the specifics of it yet. They were doing something with some of the analysts that was not allowed. And what analysts are in college football now, you're seeing a lot of this. Virtually every major program has got them. They're generally coaches who have been prominent in some respect, have nice resumes, but maybe don't have a job that year. And so coaches will bring them in as analysts that help out the program a little bit. My guess is probably what was happening. Those analysts are allowed to help you within the offices, but aren't supposed to be coaching. And, you know, there was probably some shenanigans going on there potentially.
Wow. How about this? I mean, Scott Frost has struggled anyway, and he was supposed to be the savior of Nebraska, right? And now, you know, it's kind of been up and down, pretty much down for the most part. And then you get this story. So, boy, Nebraska fans cannot be happy going forward.
You know, this is a great lesson here, and I think I've told you this before. When he got the job, and being in college football as long as I have been, I made a few phone calls, and, you know, he had phenomenal success at UCF. And I started getting word from guys that don't believe the hype. He walked into a perfect situation. The talent was there. He just had to not screw it up. And there were guys in there who shall remain nameless in the coaching world that said, this guy is going to blow up the magnitude of which we've never seen before and will be an utter failure. And so it was interesting on the front end to have guys telling me that, not seeing it. What are they? Is it 14-28, I think, during his time there, and you know, he's on a hot seat, and boy, I hunt over that area just south of Lincoln on the Kansas side, and there's a lot of fans there that I get a chance to know that are big Nebraska fans, which always makes it interesting, by the way, when I come rolling into town as the voice of the bus. But that's an unhappy fan base right now, and it, you know what, it always shows you, and I always get a little leery about this, when we look for the great homecoming in sports. And I'm always leery of that we're going to bring our native son home and it's going to be the greatest thing in the world and on and on and on. And you know, I know it sounds like a great movie script. Rarely does it ever really work out, which is why I'm not real high on doing that. I appreciate guys coming back to maybe understand a culture of a place, but that whole, you know, reunion, oh my goodness, think about, I mean, we had, and as fondly as I am of John Embry and some of the guys they brought back when they tried to put the band back together years ago with the Buffs, it just never worked out. And you've got to be very careful about making that move if you're an institution.
Yeah, I mean, even at we were talking hockey earlier, look what the Avs did with Patrick Waugh. That was a dream come true. And,
exactly right.
And yeah, after the first season, it just did not work out. But going back to what you said about UCF, yeah, look at them. I mean, they had the weird year in 2015 in between George O'Leary and Scott Frost, and that was bad. But other than that, you're right. They were going to big bowl games left and right, winning bowl games, beating Baylor. So that program has been historically pretty good. So, you know, if you were just going right, and Scott Frost was what, I think 6-7 his first year, and then 13-0.
Yep.
So
yep.
It was, I suppose, kind of an interesting hire. And I know, as you said, you mix in a good season with a guy that you love, that's tradition, and all this stuff is like homegrown. Yeah, it's easy to want to do that.
Here's the thing about UCF that a lot of people don't think about. Number one, it's an enormous institution. It's a commuter school down there. They've always had great talent. Dante Culpepper was a quarterback there years ago. I was with Illinois State. We went down there and played them. Blown away by the kind of program it is, the facilities, and all that kind of thing. It's always been a program with great talent. I once had Larry Coker years ago, when he was a coach at Miami, once told me, we had a mutual friend. I didn't know Larry very well, but I was happened to be in a hotel somewhere, and I would turn around. Larry Coker was there, so I went over and talked to him for a little while and brought up this friend of mine that they were mutual friends. We got talking a little bit, and he said to me, I said, Larry, I was a coaching in Miami. He said, Mark, let me tell you something. First off, I can get in my car and drive not more than 5 miles and recruit my team because there's so much talent down the state of Florida. He said, just within Miami-Dade County, basically I can fill my roster if I wanted to. And that's the thing about UCF. They get the leftovers from Florida, Florida State, and Miami, and still can put together a phenomenal roster. That's why it's a really nice job from a coaching standpoint, and I'm not sure the people in Nebraska really looked at that and thought to themselves, you know, he's in a great circumstance. Orlando, Florida, in Lincoln, Nebraska, are very, very different places, and you don't have that kind of talent sitting here within about you know, 25, 30 miles of campus at UCF like you would in Lincoln, Nebraska. So I think they missed the mark on that one, but they're kind of paying the price right now.
Yeah, no question about it. Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes, joining us. Tough news earlier this week, Mark, for the Buffs, JT Schrout injury. I had just texted you, I think Friday, was it, asking about the quarterback competition. And you kind of said, hey, yeah, this is right down to the wire. It's a Vic Fangio 50-50 type deal. But unfortunately, we're not going to get to see this quarterback competition play out.
Yeah, the difference between Dove Valley and Folsom Field was the fact that it looks like with the Broncos, neither guy's going to take the job. One of them's going to get it. Neither one's going to take it. Where I thought for the Buffaloes, JT Schrout and Brenda Lewis were both going for it and were, I mean, demanding that they were the guy. It was a great competition. I walked in on Saturday morning for the scrimmage, and I got there just a little bit late. They were already on their way, and I walked in, and maybe 30 seconds after I kind of came down the ramp and walked on into the stadium, I see JT Schrout take the snap, and he kind of sprints out to the right. And it was one of those things that just you wonder how it happens in athletics at any level, you know, where you understand if there's a heck of a collision and guys get hurt. But the non-contact injuries always mean Spencer Dinwiddie years ago running down the court and blows his nail with nobody around him. And that was one of those things. He planted the right foot just to make a cut, and, you know, things popped. And now, Brenda Lewis is the starter. Now, he deserves to be the starter because he's had a phenomenal camp, but you would like to have seen that competition continue out and see who actually ends up winning the job. So now they're all in on Brenda Lewis, obviously. We feel very bad for JT Schrout. I'm sure he'll have surgery here in the not-too-distant future, but very tough luck.
Yeah, really unfortunate there. Be thinking about that guy for sure. And it also brings up the Sam Neuer thing, Mark. I mean, you're looking at, well, Sam transferred out, and it made sense, I suppose, right? But now I know Buffs fans looking at that going, man, it'd be nice to just at least have some more insurance there.
It certainly would, because what you've got behind – two guys, by the way, that already were young quarterbacks and essentially in their second seasons, in JT Schrout and Brenda Lewis, you've got two true freshmen. And Drew Carter is now the backup. He's a kid from up in the northwest part of the country and was a relatively highly regarded kid, and I think there's something there. But, you know, he was kind of looking at 2021. I'm going to come on in. I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to kind of learn the ropes and figure things out a little bit. And then next year is when you really kind of count on a guy like that, where all of a sudden now and Carl Durrell said to him in practice, after practice the other day, he stood and looked at him and said, you do understand now that you're one play away from being the starter of this football team. And so, the reality hits you kind of smack between the eyes there pretty quick and something like that. So, you know, they're encouraging him. He's got talent, but, you know, they're freshmen. And so, he's trying to figure it out, and they're like, okay, now you got to buckle down. You got to really make sure you're preparing every week because you're in that next step of being the starting quarterback. And so it does put them in kind of a precarious position. One thing it also changes, Brady, is the pitch count in practice. I mean, now you're putting a lot of throws in Brenda Lewis. Now, it's good that he gets them, but now Drew Carter's going to mix in with the number ones, of course, just to give Brenda Lewis a break every once in a while, and so that changes things for your receiver catching footballs. And there's a lot of different things that they get affected by this, and now they're short on, you know, having another arm in practice. And I've wondered a little bit, nobody said anything about this, you know, Matt Lynch, who's a tight end, who was a Colorado kid, a pretty good quarterback, went to UCLA, then became a tight end at UCLA before he transferred back. I wonder if they might move him over and just have him use him as a practice arm.
Yeah. Oh, boy, that's going to be something to watch, too. Certainly a bummer. You never like to hear it, but it's just something about that quarterback position, too, when you're seeing a great battle going at it there. It's tough to see it end like that. Mark, always appreciate you, my friend. Next week, we're getting closer. We're getting closer to my neck of the woods, venturing down to your neck of the woods.
Yep.
And it's rivalry time, right? We're going to build this thing up.
Why not? You know, the flying McCaffreys are going to come to Boulder and going to have a great day. And next week we have to talk a little bit about that Jabari Walker broken backboard deal the other night down in Costa Rica.
Oh my goodness! Yes. Well, we have basketball going on too, right?
I know.
I mean, it's great. It's hard for me to keep up, man. You know me.
I just got to worry about the Buffs. You're paying attention to the Bears, the Rams, the Buffs, the Broncos. I mean, you're a busy man.
Well, and I'm getting texters now saying I need to start watching NASCAR. So apparently I got to add that to the docket. So we'll get that in somehow. We'll get it in there.
Well, good luck. And in between all of that sports watching you're going to do, by the way, you got to be a father and a husband. So good luck with that.
Yeah, I try anyway. I'm there. They allow me inside at least. So that's
right.
Exciting. Mark, my friend, always appreciate you. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, brother. Bye.
Mark Johnson, the voice of the Colorado Buffaloes. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of suggestions here. I'm asking Hulligans to give me an obscure sport that I don't talk about. I got a WWE comment there. Don't toy with me. Don't give me a reason. I used to be a WWF, WCW guy, man. I could easily get right back in there. Now that I know it's fake, I don't know if I could.
I think you could.
Oh, yeah.
We
could talk that up big time. All right, we'll take a short break, wrap up hour number one, a busy second hour. I want to get to our Power to Play Sports poll question. Are the Broncos a playoff team? So we'll get to that. UNC basketball puts their non-conference schedule out, so we'll get to that as well. Quarterbacks, so many great quarterbacks, rookies this year. What did the Josh Rosen thing teach us about the draft and how to view quarterbacks? We'll talk about it next.
Northern Colorado's voice and the leader in prep sports is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hull Show, weekdays noon to 2 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Coach McCaffrey, your UNC head football coach, and you're listening to The Hull Show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you could be with us here. We're live from the Auto Collision Special Studios. Yeah, name an obscure sport that I should follow. Tex Tanner said, don't knock Russian ping pong. I bought a couple of cases of beer for my winnings on that. Yeah, but how many cases of beer did you not buy? Because of that. How do you even analyze that? You know, old Ricky's doing pretty good there with the paddle. He fares pretty good this time of year. I don't even know. All right, second hour coming up. Christmas without Joker. While someone's happy about that, I'll get to that. What did Josh Rosen teach us about the quarterback position in the draft? All that and more coming up next. It's The Hull Show, powered by PDC Energy.
The most loneliest day of my life.